Hi, everyone. This is Danielle Panabaker, Caitlin Snow, and Killer Frost from The Flash. And you're listening to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life.
Hey there, comic book fans. Welcome to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. I'm your host, Joe Stuber. We've got a bonus day for February. What better way to make use of it than with a bonus episode this week of Comic Book Central? Today, I am officially closing out Flashback, Flash Forward February with this extra episode just for you listeners out there. Told you it might happen this week. It worked out. So we've got this extra episode. I've been working to bring you quite a few guests from the television world of The Flash. This month, we've had Super Friends Flash from the 70s and 80s, Jack Angel. We had Barry Allen's buddy Julio, Alex Dazaire from the 1990 Flash. And for the past few episodes, several amazing guests from the current CW hit series, The Flash. We had Matt Lesher. He joined me. He plays Eobard Thawne, a.k.a. the Reverse Flash. Candace Patton, of course, last week, who plays Iris West. Chatted with her just a few days ago. And as I mentioned on the last episode, I was hoping to have another surprise for you. Got it just in time for this month-long celebration of The Flash. Actress Danielle Panabaker, she's going to be stopping by the lair. She, of course, plays Dr. Caitlin Snow. And we just got back-to-back episodes featuring Danielle finally as her comic book criminal counterpart, Killer Frost. Incredible episodes. I hope you've seen them. They're amazing. Danielle is going to be here shortly to talk about her time on Earth 2. Lots of other flashy goodness on the way. If you've missed out on any of the fun that we've been having this month here in Comic Book Central with these Flash-themed episodes, or if you just want to check out some of the other fantastic guests I've welcomed to the show, you can find every episode of Comic Book Central in the archive at my website, the online hub, comicbookcentral.net. Of course, one of the easiest things you can do is subscribe to the show on iTunes. You go to the website, there's a link to it there. Download the past episodes. You can keep up with the new ones each and every week. Again, if you like what you're hearing, please be so kind as to leave a review in iTunes. I really appreciate when you do that. It gets the word out to even more people, get some more recognition for the show. If you're not on iTunes, Blueberry and Stitcher, those services as well. You can also get social with Comic Book Central on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/comicbookcentralnetwork. If you're wondering about those past episodes, there is a complete episode guide in the About section on Facebook. You just go in there. You can find all those past episodes. Twitter, @comicbookctrl. You do that, you're not going to miss out on any of the fun we're having. Good stuff on the way in the months ahead, too. Just very shortly, I'm going to be posting my picks from my trip this past weekend to Wizard World Cleveland. That was amazing fun. That episode's on the way. Michael Rooker, my special guest from The Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy, that's going to be part of it. Some other surprises in that episode. My Star Trek 50th anniversary celebration, that's going to continue all year long, as is Batman 66, 50th anniversary for that show. Got some things I'm working on. Green Arrow, Aquaman, 75th anniversary for those characters, working on some stuff for that. So there's a lot of good stuff coming your way. If you haven't already, subscribe to the show on iTunes, like it on Facebook, click share when I post those new episodes, retweet them on Twitter. A lot of you did that for Candace Patton's interview last week. Big thanks for that. Got a lot of new listeners here checking out The Lair, hanging out with us. Love it when you hashtag share The Lair on those services. Keep it up. Big welcome to all of you new listeners out there if you're just joining the show. Now, of course, if you are not caught up on the CW's Flash television series, you know what's on the way. Spoilers, of course. Everything up through and including Season 2, Episode 15, King Shark is Fair Game. That's a great episode, by the way. You have been warned. All right, let's get a little background info on my special guest today, and then I'm going to be right back to talk with the delightful Danielle Panabaker. As mentioned last week on the show, the characters on the live-action Flash TV series often have complex backstories in the world of comic books. Caitlin Snow is no exception. Now, if you time travel back to 1978, there you're going to find the first appearance of scientist Crystal Frost, aka Killer Frost, in Firestorm issue number 3. In the mid-80s, Dr. Louise Lincoln was the second version of the icy villain. And mere months before the announcement of the current Flash television series, the comic book world was introduced to Dr. Caitlin Snow, a scientist who becomes the third incarnation of Killer Frost, following a battle in an Arctic Star Labs facility. Now, for this current television series, producers found their Caitlin Snow in actress Danielle Panabaker. Danielle was born in Augusta, Georgia. Because of her father's work, her family traveled quite extensively in those early days. But even though they were traveling around a lot, education was a priority. So much so that Danielle's intense studying allowed her to finish high school at a time when most are just beginning it. After relocating to LA, Danielle pursued an acting career, and movie and television roles soon followed, including an early trip to the world of superheroes in the Disney flick Sky High, horror films Friday the 13th and John Carpenter's The Ward, and projects featuring some of the biggest names in Hollywood like Paul Newman, Ed Harris, Helen Hunt, James Woods, and Kevin Costner. In 2014, Danielle signed up as Star Lab scientist Caitlin Snow, which had some comic book fans wondering right from the start, could the pleasant, down-to-earth Caitlin really become the villainous Killer Frost? All it took was a trip to an alternate Earth to show us that Danielle not only had brains and beauty, she can also be bad to the bone.
Caitlin.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
But that is your name, isn't it? Your real name? Please, I know you. Don't do this.
If you knew me at all, you would know that I hate the name Caitlin. I'm Killer Frost.
Joining me today is the talented actress who portrays Dr. Caitlin Snow on The Flash. Recently, she got a chance to turn to the dark side as the supervillain Killer Frost. A big welcome to Danielle Panabaker. Danielle, welcome to Comic Book Central.
Thank you so much.
You certainly had an interesting little trip to Earth, too, didn't you?
Absolutely. It was really so much fun.
I would imagine. Okay, hero or villain, which did you have more fun playing? Caitlin's great.
I love them both. I really love Caitlin, and I feel very lucky to get to play her. But, you know, as a vacation, it was nice to be Killer Frost for a couple episodes.
Nice to visit, but you wouldn't want to stay there.
I don't know. It could be fun. Okay. It was a nice change in the middle of our season, though, that's for sure.
Killer Frost spinoff show, maybe? Get your own series out? That'd be kind of cool.
That would be fun.
Other than actually playing Killer Frost, what was your favorite experience shooting those back-to-back Earth 2 episodes?
You know, I have to say, it was just really cool to see our entire cast so different. I mean, everybody got to play their doppelganger, essentially, and our cast is just so talented. I mean, Carlos did an amazing job as Reverb. Grant Berry from Earth 2 made me laugh so much. Like, it was just really fun to get to see everyone stretch.
Yeah, it was fun for us to watch as fans, too. Now, in a show full of doctors and brainiac scientists, I got to say, you hold your own in real life, too, don't you? You graduated high school at 14?
Oh, thank you. I did. I graduated high school young and then graduated from UCLA when I was 19.
Oh, man. Now, do those smarts help you with all the techno babble you've got to regurgitate each and every week?
I don't know. I was an English major in college, so I don't know if sciences are my specialty in real life, but I've definitely gotten really good at Googling and learning all those different medical terms.
Yeah, well, you throw them out there pretty great, so you're doing something right there. All right, now these characters, Caitlin and Cisco, not on the pilot, The Flash. I mean, you got a head start on these on Arrow. So you guys came in early in Arrow.
Well, yeah, we had both been hired for the pilot. And then as an extra, Greg asked if we would do an episode of Arrow as well.
Okay, so all that was in motion and then you did those. So at what point did you find out that your character in the comic books had a villainous side to her? And then how did you work on that with the producers?
I mean, as soon as, you know, I read the original script and Googled Caitlin Snow, I realized that she became Killer Frost. And, you know, so I've known over 2 years now since I signed on to the pilot that that's hopefully at some point in my future again. So I've known for a little while. And, you know, at this point, it's just sort of a dialogue about when it'll play best. I mean, hopefully we have a lot of seasons and I'll get the opportunity to really be Killer Frost at another point.
So was that right from the beginning that you had those discussions with the producers that, okay, we know this is going to eventually happen, we just have to get there? Or did you just kind of hope that would get there?
It's been part of a dialogue for 2 years now. Okay. You know, someday it'll be a part of the show.
How much of yourself do you bring to the character of Caitlin?
You know, I think it's really interesting. Andrew Kreisberg said in an interview once that their original concept for Caitlin Snow was a little bit different. And I think they've tried to sort of make her bring in a little bit more of my vulnerability and different aspects of my personality. I think the writers have tried to bring in that a little bit, and hopefully I can bring some of the good parts of me to the table as well.
During your Googling, did you get a chance to dig into the comic books, get to look at Killer Frost in the comics? And if so, were there some truths that you brought to the role from the comic books?
I mean, absolutely. Personally, right now, I'm sort of trying to stick with what is written on the show and what the writers come up with for the episodes, rather than, you know, it might get too complicated if I'm trying to bring both the comic book to life as well as the TV series. So for me, my focus is generally on the show and the episodes.
Is there anything that you've read in the comic books that you want to try out or that you maybe put in as your backstory just mentally?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was really fun that you got to see the frozen kiss in episode, I guess that was 214, that, you know, and they sort of explain the fact that the only person that Killer Frost can kiss is her partner, Firestorm. So I was really excited to see that, even though we only got a little glimpse of it.
Yeah, it was very cool. Now, you mentioned previously that you shoot scenes that don't always make it into the final cut. And I'm thinking certain things that we've seen that maybe suggest romantic feelings for Barry Allen. Do you play it that way? Or do you think that that's something that could possibly come up in the future? Is that part of discussions? Or is that kind of like, let's leave it on the cutting room floor?
You know, I don't know. I think that would be a question for Andrew Kreisberg. There was a storyline in last week's episode that with myself and Barry, or sorry, with Caitlin and Barry, where Caitlin sort of kind of collapses into him, and he's the one to sort of reassure her and help her. So there is definitely a friendship there, but we'll see. That's more a writer question than a me question.
Excitement or terror when you first read that you would be singing karaoke on the show?
Terror, absolute terror. And it's still, to this day, I'm sort of mortified by it. I've seen that episode once, and I'm terrified to go back and watch it again.
Can you carry a tune in real life, or is what we
Not
saw...
Not at all.
How close is what we saw?
I mean, look, I was trying to play a very drunk girl singing, so hopefully
you did
that
so
was be authentic. But no, my entire cast is so incredibly musically gifted, and I got zero of those talents.
Be honest, any real alcohol involved in shooting that scene?
No, none whatsoever.
You did great.
I don't know. It might have been fun, but it also would not have been professional.
I'm just curious. It was very, very good. You did an amazing job in it. Now, The Flash is full of plot twists and turns. What's been the biggest surprise to you on the show, story-wise, thus far?
The biggest surprise probably was last season when they killed off Cosnett's character. I was really sad and disappointed. He's so beloved by our cast. It was sad to see him go.
Yeah, we've talked about that with a few of the Flash cast members. And John Wesley Shipp mentioned that wasn't the original ending, that things just worked out throughout the season, that his character, that he had to leave for personal reasons, Rick Cosnett. But do you know how it was originally supposed to end?
I don't.
Okay. I throw that question out just to see if any of the actors know that. But yeah, I mean, that was certainly a surprise to us as well. May I make one recommendation to you for the show?
Sure.
I would like to recommend that Caitlin avoids romantic relationships for just a little while.
It's true. It's such a bummer. Every guy she dates ends up dead.
Can you promise us that you're just going to avoid that for a little while?
I mean, I don't see any romance in Caitlin's life in the near future. She's got to recover from these two great losses.
Take us through that process a little bit about Caitlin and Jay. Like, first, when you found out they would be romantically involved, and then finding out his true name, that he's the villain, or at least we think he's the villain, or he could be the villain, or something villainous. What was that process like for you when you're finding all this out?
I mean, that's a concept that Andrew Kreisberg and our writers have been working on for a long time. So I've known about that for a little while, and obviously really excited. It was something really fun to play with and, you know, hopefully not give away that secret. So it was great. And Teddy's just the best, and he is so sweet. So it's been a lot of fun.
When you first read that what was going to happen, or even that big reveal of it's him under the mask as Zoom, I mean, how far in advance did you know that was coming? Or did you know it as you read that script?
I've known since before the season started.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know exactly when they were going to do the reveal. So, you know, that's why in some sense I'm also an audience member of the show. Like, it was great to see how they pulled that off. I thought it was a really beautiful shot at the end of episode 15.
Favorite villain you've encountered on the show in these two seasons so far?
Favorite villain? I don't know. Reverb was pretty great. Zoom's pretty great. I don't know. The Snarts are awesome. We have a lot to choose from.
Oh, and you got Mark Hamill, too.
Yes, the trickster.
Yeah, did you? What was your experience? I mean, you didn't really get to have too many scenes with him, especially in the second one.
No, I didn't have any scenes with him at all. I did meet him at the table read, and he was so sweet and so kind and, you know, just a joy to have on the show.
Is it just impossible to geek out around a Jedi Knight?
It's true. Everyone, you know, I couldn't believe it when Andrew said we were getting him for the show initially. I was shocked.
Yeah, it's fun for us too. What question, I've asked this of all the other actors I've interviewed for the show, what question do you want to ask the producers? And I know you can't give away anything. We're up to King Shark, so we know everything that's gone on up to this point. But just you, Danielle Pennebaker, what question do you have in your mind that you would love to ask Andrew Kreisberg, Greg Berlanti, Jeff Johns?
I would love to know how many Earths we're going to see. Like, how many times do I get to reinvent Caitlin Frost? Because that was awesome.
How many times would you like to? And what would you like to do with the character? Where would you like to see her go? Just even right now, as Caitlin, she's dealing with all these things. What would you like to do with her?
I mean, you know, she's got the next few episodes. We're just about to start shooting episode 20. Like, she's got a doozy of a time ahead of her. So I'm anxious to see how the rest of the season plays out. And then, you know, hopefully poor girl can catch a break.
At some point, yeah, it wouldn't be nice. What do we need to know about the Art of Elysium?
Oh, Art of Elysium is an amazing foundation that I've been working with for many, many years. And it's about, what I love is I get to go into hospitals and use art to distract children from the reason they're in the hospital, to hopefully brighten their day, you know, whether that's by making finger puppets or acting out plays or a plethora of different things. It's an unbelievable foundation, and I feel so lucky to be involved with them.
What do the kids think whenever they've got somebody from the Flash television show coming by?
You know, I mean, what? I don't know that often registers. I think that they're just so happy to not be thinking about what they're going through. And that's the biggest payoff, to see the smiles and the joy that we can bring to these kids and their families is pretty incredible.
What can you tell us about what's coming up on the show? I know you can't tell us anything specific, but if you can kind of just go in broad terms as far as maybe the tone of the balance of the season or what we can expect from some of these characters. What can you tell us as we're coming back up on March 22nd here, coming back after break, so.
There's a little break, you know, so everybody can sort of dwell on all this doomness, and then.
It's a lot for us to process.
Totally. So once everybody sort of processes that, ultimately, our heroes are going to have to figure out what's going on, so you'll get to see them and see their discovery process and how they're going to handle it after that.
Are we going to see you in the suit again?
Oh, I would love to. I hope so.
Is that a yes?
No, that's not a yes. I mean, that's another writer question.
Like, we've got Legends. We've got Legends of Tomorrow. There's timelines. There's all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, and you know, Firestorm's over on Legends of Tomorrow. Like, I feel like maybe Killer Frost from the future wants to go hang out with them. I've got a lot of pitches to get me over there, trust me.
You're making pitches to these guys every day, I'm guessing. Danielle, I just want to say, terrific job bringing this character to life. I hope we get to see more of Killer Frost. I hope it's not at the expense of Caitlin Snow. one of the best characters on TV.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Continued success. I thank you so much for joining me on Comic Book Central today.
I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it, folks. Shortest month of the year. Packed it with five, count them, five Flashtastic episodes of Comic Book Central for Flashback, Flash Forward February. My thanks to Alex Dazaire, Jack Angel, Matt Lesher, Candace Patton, and of course, Danielle Panabaker for stopping by the lair this month. If you'd like to follow Danielle on social media, want to keep up with Caitlin Snow and Killer Frost, Danielle is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm going to put the links to those pages in the show notes for this episode at my website, comicbookcentral.net. Don't forget, The Flash returns to the CW with an all-new episode Tuesday, March 22nd. Cannot wait for that one. Folks, you just got a heaping helping of The Flash this month. Do not keep it to yourself. You know what to do. Share the lair. Get it out on social media. Retweet it. Hashtag share the lair. Share those episodes on Facebook. Tell your friends. Tell your family. All your comic book loving peeps. Help get the word out about the show. As I mentioned, a bunch of you did that last week. I really appreciate that. We got a lot of new listeners hanging out with us in the lair, having some fun. Keep it going. You are a huge part of the success of Comic Book Central. My thanks to all of you, not only for tuning in, checking out the show each and every week, but for getting the word out. You keep letting people know about the show. I'm going to keep inviting those guests into the lair. We're having some fun. Keep it up. Facebook page is facebook.com/Comic Book Central Network. Don't forget the network. If you haven't liked it yet, just clickety-click on that like button. Follow Comic Book Central on Twitter at ComicBookCTRL. Blueberry, Stitcher, iTunes, the lair is everywhere. Of course, the website, comicbookcentral.net, a whole archive of shows just waiting for you. And do not forget to drop me a line. I do want to hear from you. I appreciate everybody sharing the show. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts with me. What are your favorite comic books? What are your favorite comic book TV shows and movies? Click the Signal Me tab on the website, or you can send an email to joe@comicbookcentral.net. I definitely want to hear from you. And that, my friends, will indeed wrap up Flashback, Flash Forward February. But it is definitely not the last you're going to hear about the Scarlet Speedster here on Comic Book Central. In fact, I would say it's safe to assume that I'm going to have some more Flash content for you sooner rather than later. So stay tuned for that. And at this point, I would typically tell you what's coming up next week on Comic Book Central, but we're only a few days away from the next episode. So that next episode is going to be my adventure in Wizard World at Cleveland with my special guest from The Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy, actor Michael Rooker. Some other surprises are in store. You're definitely going to want to check out that episode. Pop back into the lair in just a few days. Until then, stay frosty, keep reading those comics, and thanks for joining me here in the lair. Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. This podcast is intended for entertainment and education purposes only. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of Comic Book Central and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivations, 3.0 imported license. All other content and names are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective holders.
Well, here's to liquid courage.
That is very fast. Drink all of it.
Excuse me. I would like to start a tab. Mr. Barry Allen, come on down, or up. Come up here with me. Oh, come show them what you got. Come on. Barry, 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 Barry. Look at him go, he's so fast.
You're not much of a singer, and you're not much of a drinker.
You're gonna bring this place down.
Okay, just... good girl.
Get ready.
Summer loving had me a blast. Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
I met a boy cute as can be.
The summer days drifting away.
Oh, those summer nights.
Willa, willa, willa,
You
you're fast and you can sing? What can't you do?
Stop you from drinking, apparently.
I'm not even sure that was mine. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.